Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you what you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay.
I have a dream. I still have a dream.
Stereo music power.
All right. You are live. BWD Radio with who else? Me, your host, Miss V. Yes, you already know it. Call, listen in, hit the digits, 347-237-4501. In just a moment, I will be joined by hip-hop artist Apollo Godspeed. We're going to get down to business and see what's going on. Our live and on-demand shows, they're an extension of BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music variety station. We do not do commercials, no way. Just the hottest indie music artists today are spinning 24/7. Outstanding. BWD Radio, we're all about diversity, unity, and the indie artists of today. So we consider, we support, and we play all genres of music. All right. Without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring our guest on in. Godspeed.
Mr. V, how you doing this afternoon?
You know, if I was doing any better, I wouldn't be talking to you, right?
I definitely agree with that one.
That's what's up. Well, it's good to finally be able to chop it up with you. I have both of your singles, Time to Go, and if there's time, we'll go ahead and give them some of that Runaway, too. So they're both on deck. We're both on deck. So without further ado, I'm just gonna jump right on in and grab you with some hot questions. So tell us, what inspired Apollo Godspeed and as your stage name, as well as take this time to let us know where you're originally from and where you're hailing now.
All right. Well, Apollo Godspeed, the name came about when my grandmother passed away just a few years ago. She seen me as being above and beyond the rest, and when she seen me that she wanted me to be successful in everything that I do, and my music and my career I take serious, so that's where the name Apollo Godspeed comes from. I am originally from Jamaica, Trenchtown, Jamaica. I am born and raised in Boston, Massachusetts, Dorchester. And where I hail at now, I still reside in Dorchester, Massachusetts.
Oh, right. I'm not hearing the Jamaica. So you must have been here for a while then.
Long time.
That's all right though. It's in your blood. It never leaves.
That's right.
That's right. So tell us, so how'd your musical journey? Let us know, how did it all begin, and what made it, you know, what motivated you to pursue a career in music?
I mean, it all started back at, you know, I was at the age of 11 years old, started downstairs in my basement, a couple of friends of mine, and, you know, everybody was involved in the music, either you make beats or you know how to professionally record somebody, like mix and mastering, or you know just to well as much as anybody else and start this business aspect. So I started off as a young group, and as things progress, you know, the teammates progress, You know, I'm not going to split out too many names on the old team. Some of them are either dead and gone, or most of them are either locked up in jail and pretty much are serving life right now. But the new team will carry on right now. Yeah, right. But the new team will carry on right now. It's pretty cool. We got an Alabama, Tucson, Alabama gangster coming out of Alabama. We got Kino Nocturne coming out of Trinidad. We have Dark Moon Anthem coming out of Dorchester along with me, including myself, Paula Gosby, coming out of Dorchester. And we also have two more additions to the team, but, you know, as of right now, we have to keep those discreet. So.
All right. Well, we'll keep them discreet. We'll keep them discreet right. For now.
Yeah.
For now. For now. For now, they're off the hook. <Just kidding>.
Right.
All right. So for those who have never heard your music, explain your overall sound in 5 words or less.
My overall sound will have to be storytelling, inspiration. Pretty much what the old school hip hop originally used to come from, or what it was about years ago, back in the 90s and the early 2000s. That's what you pretty much can hear about me. But, yeah.
All right. So your math is good. Your math is good.
yeah, there you go.
Well, you know, some will just make sure it's a sentence of like some. It's funny too, because some artists, they'll give me an actual instead of like 5 individual words. They'll give me, but you know, hey, though. I mean, they still get it right though. But they'll give me, like, they'll give me a full sentence that's equivalent to 5 words. So
wow.
I just never know, you know. I love interviewing. It's been so many years I've interviewed it, and it's just something I could just never get tired of, because it's amazing, actually, how unique every single artist is and the answers I get. It's phenomenal. But anyways, so you write all your own music.
Yeah.
Where do you draw your inspiration from when you write your songs, and what's your favorite part in crafting a single?
Well, I get my inspiration from my community, my friends, and my family, and my everyday life struggles that I go through. And I'm sorry, what was the question that you asked before that one?
Yeah, what's the favorite part in crafting a song? What's your favorite part in the process?
My favorite part is pretty much just open up my mind and being expanding and just be free, you know, just be myself. You know, whatever comes to mind, it just comes to mind. And you know, some things I might keep and some things I might just throw away. But, you know, just the fun fact of you could just possibly think of anything you could possibly think of and still make something. Like, you can make something out of nothing and always be able to be always on top, you know.
That's why it's called art.
Like chemistry. There you go.
And there you go. who are some of your musical, you know, your musical influences, whether growing up, because I know you mentioned some old school, but who are some of your musical influences, whether growing up and or maybe even currently?
I would have to say growing up would have to be, once again, right back to the old school, which is pretty much like Ghostface Killah, Jadakiss, Nas, Jay-Z. Rakim. I mean, a lot of other big Pun, Notorious B.I.G., Bone Thugs and Harmony, you know, Tupac. I mean, we can go on, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, but, yeah.
It's pretty much all the old school, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything that a lot of people have been missing from out of the real hip-hop, which is pretty much true stories and you know, true emotions and feelings of how you really feeling and whatnot, and making it into a lyrical concept, you know, that's basically what I miss, and that's inspiration. But right now, as today, I mean, I can't find no inspiration no other than myself and my team.
What's up? And a lot of that is because you know, you believing in yourself, and you're also free in your mind. He said, "You free your mind."
So that
plays a big part in it. So, what's your favorite thing to do when you're not busy making music and writing down lyrics?
Oh, man, my favorite thing I will honestly have to say is spending time with my kids. You know, that's most important for me in my life, you know, with my kids. And that's what brings enjoyment to my life. You know, if I'm not doing anything else, it's pretty much just I'm doing business. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm not just an artist. I'm also a manager and I'm also a business owner also. So, you know, I have a lot of things keep constantly running and keeping me motivated. But, you know, as life goes on, I know how to maneuver and trying to add in and add out things.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what your priorities are.
Exactly. And my number one priority is my kids. And that's my happiness, that's my joy, and that's what I will pick first before anything else.
That's what's up. That's what's up. We got your priorities straight. So now you released two new singles, Time to Go and Runaway. What inspired their titles, as well as what can the listener expect from the overall sound and storytelling on these tracks?
Well, Runaway, I will start off with Runaway. Runaway is pretty much it's a true story. If you listen closely, you will hear certain situations or sides of the story where I was forced into being a situation where I had to pretty much, I mean, and, you know, people can understand what the street life is about. So, you know, as I pretty much had to lie and say that I wasn't around in the situation where what went down, or, you know, people were saying that they see me doing this and doing that and praying for my downfall. And Time to Go pretty much is, you know, one of a club party mix. I probably want a club party mix. And it's a song that will pretty much get people going and motivated and happy, you know. So I hear lately now that a lot of people been going for Time to Go, and I really appreciate everybody for listening in and actually, you know, tuning in for that one right there, because Time to Go has actually been pretty much one of the top charts for me right now.
Mhm. All right. Well, we're gonna try to get them both out there. So, what's your motto or the advice you live by?
You only live once. So live your life to the fullest. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if anybody tell you that you can't do something, or they don't believe in you doing it, or they say that you shouldn't be doing it, or you know what I'm saying? Don't believe the haters, man. Believe in yourself and keep motivating, keep going on. You know what I'm saying? And always surround yourself with people who try and do better, who trying to lift you up. Never surround yourself with people who trying to look down at you, or pretty much are trying to tear you down. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the only way you're going to go is down. Well, if you surround yourself, people trying to lift you up and trying to pick you up, then that's the only place you're going to go is going up.
Absolutely. You are who you hang with.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know? So if you're hanging out with a deadbeat, then they're just going to draw you down to be a deadbeat.
Yeah, there you go.
Good advice to live by. Fun fact time. Outside of God and family, because those are a gimme, but what are the five things that you can't live without today?
Five things. Money, my wife, cars, house over my head, you know. Pretty much the essentials that just keep my life, or keep an everyday person a life to above float, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know, it's just, so I just want to say that's it.
All right.
I can't take a number for that.
All right. And, all right, so where can we go to get your music and follow your movement?
All right, so you can actually follow me on Amazon, eMusic, Pandora, Django Radio, Fat Cat Radio. You can pretty much find me. You can Google me, as a matter of fact, and you can anywhere that you want to find me, man. I'm more open, available. SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, you know what I'm saying? All of them is all the same thing. It never changes. Apollo Godspeed. So if anybody wants to know, if you're looking, how can I find them? SoundCloud, Apollo Godspeed. Reverb Nation, Apollo Godspeed. Twitter, Apollo Godspeed. And even Facebook, Apollo Godspeed. And it even goes, including for bookings,
for collaborations. If you want to send me a beat, you want me to hear a beat that you want me to get on, select it, I'll hear it, I'll listen, and I'll email it to you as back as soon as possible. Contacts, you can pretty much hit me up on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, or Twitter. Either one, I'm always available for both options. So if there's any bookings or any things that people want to get done in the near future, I'm always available. I'm always open minded. So you know, don't be afraid to come communicate with me and ask me. Do you mind if you want to go on this beat, or you know, you want to do this or do that? I'm always open. I'm always available.
All right, I like that. Not closed minded. There you go. That's what's up. So do you have some live events, music videos, or just, you know, any other project cap things coming up that you would like to share? What's next for Apollo Godspeed?
What's next is pretty much my album's coming out this summer. As a matter of fact, it's going to be dropping July 15th. You might want to be looking out for that. It's called Lionheart. And right after the Lionheart will be the mixtape, which is be called From Heaven to Hell. Also, I have a show coming up June 4th, which is this Saturday, located right here in Boston. If you're in the Boston area and you're listening, man, you can find me on 38 Big Neil Street, right off of Harbor Street. Doors open up at 4 o'clock. Show end at 9 o'clock. I'll be the first appearance after the African Man Born, which is the host of the show. You know what I'm saying? He just dropped his album out, too, the MC3. So if you're in the Boston area, man, you're in the Mass Ave area, or you're around the Dorchester area, get at African Man Born, man. If you want to get on Canadian Fat Cat Radio Show, get at me also. I'm a sponsor for that radio show also.
All right. Well, if you have any event flyer or something, just make sure you tag us on Twitter and we'll show some love and we tweet that for you. So.
Most definitely appreciate the love.
Yeah, be sure to do that. All right, so. Make sure we have time because I want to play both of those tracks. Why don't you just go ahead, go ahead with any shout outs you may have or just anything else, that we may not have covered in this interview. Just take this time.
All right, sure. First of all, let me give a shout out to my wife. That's also my manager, my business partner, Jules May. Shout out to Paige Daniels, who's holding down Tampa Bay and Jacksonville, Florida area. Shout out to Twizzle White Piece, holding down the Canadian area, who's also the host of Fat Cat Radio Station. I'm also the sponsor of that station also. Shout out to the whole team, Regal Management Team, and my label, Royal Dynasty Regal Entertainment, and everybody who's affiliated with the label, which will be Kino Nocturne, African Man Born, Dark Anthem Moon, Tyler Two-Tone Pridgett, Samuel Pridgett. Shout out to the FMR label, Doom Coon, hold it down in Alabama and Atlanta area also. Shout out to Ray De Niro and Jamel Smith, hold it down in Statesboro, Atlanta area, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to my whole city and to the team, man, to the family, man. All out to everybody in all around the world, you know what I'm saying? It's not just the states and the cities that I named out and the people I named out, but you a fan. And you know what I'm saying? And I haven't shouted you out. I apologize. But, it's all much love to you guys. You know what I'm saying? My fans is most important to me. The more fans I get, the more love I'm going to show. So y'all keep showing love to me, and I'm going to show love to y'all.
All right, that's what's up. All right, Apollo, well, why don't you go ahead? It looks like we're going to have enough time then. So why don't you go ahead and take us into this time track? Go ahead and take us on into it, and then I'll go ahead and bring you in so you can take us into your runaway track, all right?
All right, cool.
Go ahead.
All right, so you guys about to tune in to Runaway. This is Apollo Godspeed featuring Kino Nocturne. Hope you enjoy that.
Danny, on the beat.
That millennium. Apollo. Yo. Just call my name when it's time to go. Just call my name when it's time to go. I find the shine, I find the dough. I find the venue, what time to show. Can't knock Apollo, your mind to blow. Just call my name when it's time to go.
call my name when it's time to go. Just call my name when it's time to go. I find the shine, I find the dough, I find the venue with time to show. Can't knock a pot of your mind to blow. Just call my name when it's time to go. I gotta watch my lines when I talk for case. Had 9 lines, they going away. Cause I'm always slum in the hallways. Numb on a court, caked up like I was born today. But I'm a half nut case when I snatch it up tape. Crabs must break when I smash cupcakes. I'm tripping, I'm ripping them off. Flipping the digits and sicking the sick in your corpse. The swag can't knock through, not pretend. Barrels are dropping, we'll stop for 10. And I really never wanna see a cop again. So I shop for it's too hot to comprehend. All the crabs in the barrel, when the swag is the barrel. Damn if I matter when we stand in a battle. Me and T-U-M-Z, third lane friends, E-B-G-M, 3 Zucci, Freddy. Couldn't pass that cap with the speed and bullet of a flat black Mac. Be the proof in the flesh, truth and respect. Ain't no reason to ever wonder who is the best. I'm the man in the shadow of the man in the mirror. The hacker with the system be like, damn, he a killer, I annihilate. Every phone got a break, every chrome out of state. Cause I got a lot of state, a lot of states in a plate pack. In a straight jack, it's a fact, every track I deliver great back. Just call my name when it's time to go. Just call my name when it's time to go. I find the shine, I find the dough, I find the venue with time to show. Can't knock a pile of your mind to blow. Just call my name when it's time to go. Just call my name when it's time to go. Just call my name when it's time to go. I find the shine, I find the dough, yeah. I find the venue with time to show. Can't knock a pile of your mind to blow. Just call my name when it's time to go.
I say I'm big money, my combo. Can't knock an Apollo with a thick honey hair honcho. No pick, dump me that Rondo. Stove top and I got cake and no soul. Rocks on my skate. Fair the ball so I can't afford no boat. Blocks on my next crate. Banging out with my shit. Say your head is sound. No MA left. You hear the sound of that stick. Say just call my name when it's time. Whole mines, my coal lines. My old lines is a gold mines. Is a coal lines. Got clothing lines. But I got shots that to make you flip, but they'll make you do a good nose grind. Just call my name when it's time to go. When it's time to blow, just a final show. Not clocking no type of dough. Riding hot than all the Nico. We out here when that beat shit, but they'll make you feel like go sick. Ride around in that G6, you better leave quick.
Just call my name when it's time to go. Call my name when it's time to go. I find the shine, I find the dough, I find the venue with time to show. Can't knock a pile of your mind to blow. Just call my name when it's time to go. Just call my name when it's time to go. Just call my name when it's time to go. I find the shine, I find the dough, I find the venue with time to show. Can't knock a pile of your mind to blow. Just call my name when it's time to go.
All right, time to go. Apollo, before you leave us, go ahead and take us into your second hit single.
All right, so this single right here is called Runaway. Once again, man, this is Apollo Godspeed featuring Keno Nocturne. You can find this single available at TuneCore, Amazon, and anywhere else books and music are sold. So if you want to get that copy, download that ASAP.
That's what's up. All right, we'll catch you on the flip side.
All right, appreciate you once again.
It's a part of music production.
my drinking flow, I squeeze at you. This is why I can't believe you go to court for us. So when I pop that you, and you still breathe, but not you, and you still breathe.
We shoot it out in that broad day, shooting like we in Broadway. Now you on flip, cause it doesn't hit, and I got a clip that whole 4 day. That's 4-0, that me.